Extract.
Looks like the UK Prime Minister is going down. We've talked about this now for the past couple of days. What's the significance to the U.S.? What happens when you hit the wrong key? They found out on Wall Street today. And right at the top, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, on the offense and the defense a little bit too, defending the decision to Mirandize Faisal Shahzad, the 30-year-old who was attempting to blow up part of Times Square last Saturday. So joining us at the top right here with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Always happy to talk with him. Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert. He's a professor of law at St. Mary's University School of Law, getting quite a reputation in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Let's talk about our favorite guy, Eric Holder. So he's saying that it was right to Mirandize Shahzad, because he's really given it up. He's cooperating and he's giving details on how he was trained in Pakistan and all that kind of stuff. So moving forward, and this is the same thing we saw with Abdullah Muttalib, he tried to blow up that plane, of course, on Christmas Day. What do you think is the right way to go in these cases?
Well, clearly what the problem is they really don't have a clear template about what to do. You know, if this person's X, we do Y. They're just kind of running by the seat of their pants, it seems. The authorization for use of military force allows the president to kill these Al-Qaeda or detain these Al-Qaeda individuals, and whether they're a U.S. citizen or not doesn't matter. The only time it matters that you're a U.S. citizen is that you cannot be tried by military commissions, because our Congress has self-imposed this restriction. If you're a U.S. citizen, you have to be tried in a federal district court. Now, that's not due to international law. That's a self-imposed restriction that we put on ourselves, because in World War II, for example, we executed U.S. citizens that were guilty of war crimes. The German saboteur was a U.S. citizen, one of them, and he was tried by military commission and executed. But I think the presumption has to be that you start out with the assumption that this person is an enemy combatant until you find otherwise. But the administration, their presumption is that, no, it's just a disgruntled employee or, you know, a garden variety criminal, until we, you know, are forced to come to the conclusion that they're an enemy combatant. And so that's really the dilemma that we're facing, is what are the criteria, who makes the decision. Ultimately, the president is the only one that can designate someone as an enemy combatant, but he can designate a U.S. citizen as an enemy combatant. President Bush did it with Hamdi. President Bush did it with Padilla. These were U.S. citizens. Mm-hmm. And President Obama could do the same thing if he wanted to.
Wow. And, you know, along those same lines, it's interesting because Senator Joe Lieberman, as you know, has been pushing for this proposal to strip citizenship from Americans suspected of being associated with terrorists. And it goes along those same lines, but there's not a lot of support for this bill. This, too, would revert back to, as you were saying, when you were talking about World War II. Do you think this would be a smart move?
No, I think it's a dumb move. I think Lieberman is way off base. You can't strip U.S. citizens of their citizenship. I mean, those are under the most extraordinary circumstances. They have to renounce their citizenship or exhibit behavior that would renounce it. And Lieberman's proposal is that the State Department would have a list of, you know, state sponsors of terrorism and on and on and on. I think the better approach is to amend the Military Commissions Act, which exempts U.S. citizens, mm-hmm. and now allow U.S. citizens to be tried by military commissions. I mean, we did it in World War II. Congress declared war in that instance, but it doesn't, you know, Congress doesn't have to declare war. They've only declared war in five of the wars, and we've had about 300 wars. The vast majority of time, Congress authorized this war, and in my opinion, my legal opinion, we can try U.S. citizens by military commission. If they're enemy combatants, they are, the authorization for use of military force says you can kill them if they're a U.S. citizen, enemy combatant. Then why can't you do the lesser and try them for their crimes? I mean, the ultimate deprivation of liberty is we're allowed to kill them, but somehow we're not allowed to try them by military commission. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I agree with you. Faisal Shahzad himself, the 30-year-old, almost pulls off blowing up, I said, part of Times Square. So ultimately, he's caught on the plane at JFK. Who dropped the ball here?
Well, apparently, if we follow the news sources, the FBI was following him. They gave him the slip, and that happens. I mean, that's going to happen. And the primary responsibility for checking folks on the no-fly list, believe it or not, doesn't rest with the government. It rests with the airline itself. And their checklist that they have to check and cross-check is not always accurate, not always up-to-date. So it's not the TSA or any government agency that has that responsibility. We're leaving that responsibility to the civilian airlines, which doesn't make any sense. That should be a responsibility of the government to make these checks. The government's the one that's responsible for protecting us, not civilian entities like airlines.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Shahzad, and the way he was able to assimilate, I asked this question the other night. How many other Shahzads do you think, Jeff, you're an expert in terrorism, how many others are lying in wait if you were just kind of taking a guess? What do you think? Are there more?
There are thousands of people in this country that are very sympathetic to the ideology of radical Islam. And of those thousands, there are certainly hundreds that would like to do us harm with physical violence. Now, what's going to come out in a couple of days is another bombshell, because Shahzad was a naturalized U.S. citizen, but along that path, he had to go through a series of interviews with our government officials. And I will guarantee you that when this thing unfolds, you're going to find information that we knew that this guy was associated with radical Islamic ties long before he got his citizenship. And we really kind of dropped the ball. No one really investigated or followed up on those missteps. And that's going to come out in a couple of days.
Wow. Interesting. Thanks for that heads up. And that's exactly what I thought, by the way, when you said probably thousands. Who knows where, just living in, from Mayberry to the big city, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are people that are here illegally. There are people that are here legally. If you look at the 2007 Pew report that polled Muslims in this country, it found that a full 25% of American Muslims under the age of 25 felt that it was justified to use suicide bombings in the name of, quote-unquote, protecting Islam. Now, that's a huge number. Now, the question is kind of loaded, but still, when you are going to say that, suicide bombing is justified in the defense of a religious belief, that's scary.
Yeah, I agree with you. Terrorism expert Jeff Atticott, have a great weekend. Thanks so much for joining us on ATN.
My pleasure.
All right, so it's scary what he just said there about the 2007. I remember that, and I remember talking about it, that Pew report, 25% of young American Muslims saying that it was justified, the suicides, and, of course, and ultimately killing, how many Americans, but that was justified. That is a very scary number, but like he said, it was a loaded question if you were doing a survey, no doubt. We're going to talk more about Shahzad here in this first hour of America Tonight. But coming up around the bend, that crazy day on Wall Street. And can you imagine? See, it's that whole thing about computers, just how big they are in our lives. People don't even realize. So because of a mistake, you have to ask yourself, really, are computers controlling the markets? Who's controlling the markets? I thought it was rumors that controlled the markets. That's coming up here on ATN.
Global Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETinternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's geetinternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Welcome back to America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about favorite TV moms in honor of Mother's Day. We had to do something like that, right? So Jane Jetson is my favorite, hands down. I'm just saying Jane Jetson. Joining us now on the show, because I know you're all struggling still with what to do for Mother's Day. How many people get those last-minute flowers? And I'm talking about all of you guys in Connecticut. You know who you are, in Illinois, in Texas, in California. She's an event planner. She's got a company called In Any Event. Ashley Kleinert joins us now here on ATN. Ashley, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you've got to chime in. Throw in your two cents. Who okay. is your favorite TV mom?
Okay, my favorite TV mom, it's a tie between Wilma Flintstone and I can't think of her first name, but it was Miss Cunningham, Marion Ross on Happy Days. I loved her. I loved, loved, loved her. And I think I loved her so much because Scott Baio was on that show, and I loved him so much. So
we have the same crush, I guess. So we're from the same
yes,
era. I love
I
that.
So.
That's good. And of course, in Happy Days, they probably all of them, from Fonzie and Richie, they would have been struggling with what to do with Mother's Day. And you're an event planner. You know how important flowers are. And flowers, I talked to a florist earlier today, and he told me in his store in San Diego, even despite what other people say about other holidays, that the number one day for him, even with Easter and Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that, absolutely was Mother's Day. That probably doesn't surprise you, right?
No, it doesn't surprise me. It is, you know, they say that mothers get, I think it is, so much more than the fathers get on Father's Day, and that everyone that I know in this business would hands down agree with you that the florists, they do a good business on this day.
But see, here's what happens too, because there's going to be a lot of men that are listening that will do the last minute thing, like I said, and they'll run, I believe, to the 800 numbers. But is this
right.
always the best way to go? It's stuck in the back of our brain, which is good for them for the marketing. But is that the best way to go? What kind of flowers do you get with an 800 line?
Well, my thought is you're not going to get bad flowers with the 800 line. But my thought is to go locally. I always like for you to go to your local florist, and the benefit to that is that your florist gets to know you and they get to know your taste, and then you can just, it is one simple phone call, just like it is on the internet or to pick up, do the 1-800. But your florist knows you, and they, you will know what you're sending, and they will know what you like to send, and you become, you know, a friend of them, and you start a relationship with them, and then it's so easy anytime you need something or anytime your husband or your boyfriend, they know who you use, and you're going to get the best flowers, and the price is you're going to be better than if you call the 1-800 number, because they always add in, they're a middleman. So you've got a delivery fee and you've got their fee on top of it, and they're just going to call a local florist just like you would. So my thought is go locally, meet a florist, form that relationship, and it will only benefit you in the long run. It may be cost a little bit more up front, but in the long run, it's going to really benefit you.
Well, so really, in the long run, it's actually cheaper if you think of it, because you're cutting out the middleman.
You are cutting out the middleman, and you're gonna know what you will be receiving or what the person that you're sending the flowers is going to actually be getting. You know.
Right. Now, because you're an event planner, and like I said, you have to do a lot of things with flowers. Obviously, that's so huge for so many events. What are the best kind of flowers to buy that won't wilt and die in a couple of days?
Well, my suggestion right now would be probably the best, longest-lasting fresh-cut flower that you could do, and you could do this in a plant or a fresh-cut, is the orchid. Orchids are hot. They are beautiful. They come in all different colors, and they are going to last you a long time. It is the best bang for your buck out there. And they're you know, kind of idolized right now, and they're kind of sexy and Hollywood-ish. So the orchid is what I would go with.
Wow, and it's not hard to take care of orchids, right?
No, it's so simple, and they don't require a lot of TLC, which is nice. You can just water them every now and then, and you're good to go. But there are other flowers. I mean, orchids are beautiful, and they're great, but there are other flowers that you can use, too. There's the gladiolas that are beautiful and that are long-stemmed, and people love those, and they're, you know, a bright spring color. So those are good, too, and they will last. My only thing is that I would stay away from are like Gerber daisies or any kind of tropical flowers that are not going, you know, they're going to have a shelf life of, you know, 24 to 48 hours. You want something that will last.
Yeah, are flowers the right way to go? I mean, I think women do like flowers, and frankly, that I think sometimes men think you don't want them because it's easy to do and you get them all the time. But I think women really, whether they're your mother or your wife or whatever, I think women really like flowers. Am I right?
I would agree with you. I think a lot of women say, oh, you shouldn't have spent the money on me. But really, I think that they're saying, oh, I'm so glad you did spend the money on me. I think that women love flowers, and it's always a nice added touch. And one thing that I always think is that the gift is from the heart. And so if you go and you spend the time to go and pick out those flowers and go to your local florist or go to the supermarkets that have beautiful, beautiful floral selections now, if you go and you pick it out, or you take your kids with you and they get to be part of that, picking out the flowers for their mom or that or their grandmother, no matter who, no matter what the flower is, the receiver is going to be so excited because they know that that is coming from your child's heart or your grandchild's, or, you know, and I think that that is a big part of this. It's not just what perfect. It doesn't have to be the perfect flower or your favorite flower. It's who's giving it and the way they give it. And you took the time to go and pick it out and, you know, make
yeah.
it special.
Yeah, I agree. I just want to tell all the guys listening out there, you do not have to send me flowers. I have so many right now in the studio, but what a sweet thought that is, because I'm afraid that they're going to bang it out on the phone lines. We have such great listeners.
Yeah, I'm afraid you may be getting a lot of flowers tonight, Kate.
That's great. Ashley Kleiner, thanks so much. In any event, is her company. We'll have to have you on some time to talk about event planning and
yes,
weddings.
We've got lots of big events coming up. So.
Yeah. I bet. I mean, there's still ways to do it where you can get the best bang for your buck, I'm sure.
Yes, there are, and we'd love to talk to you about that. So let me know, and we'll come back on.
Awesome. We'll do it. You have a good one, Ashley. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight. All right, so we're talking about, those were some good tips about flowers, so hint, hint, I thought it would be fun to have somebody on to give you guys some help on how to get it. I guess it is good to go local, because then you can just pick them out yourself, and you ultimately save money, but I wouldn't have thought that, because all of us are about convenience, right? So we're jumping on the 800 lines, but the key thing is when the flowers get there, you want them to get there, and you want them to be nice flowers when they get there. I've had problems with 800 flower lines before where my mother didn't get the flowers, and of course she worked in a building where they didn't get the flowers through to her because it was a guarded building, and eventually she got them, so that was worrisome. So you got to keep in mind where you're sending the flowers, but if you don't have them picked out yet and you have to send them somewhere, you better do it for sure tomorrow. Hey, I mentioned there we're talking about TV moms, and you can absolutely jump on a lot of the hard political stuff that we're always talking about, the stuff with Shahzad, which I'll get into, Pakistan, the Taliban telling Shahzad bravo for what he did, he's a brave one or whatever, but they're not taking credit for it too, by the way. And there's a lettuce recall, crazy, in 23 to 25 states. I just got a text from somebody on that, we were working on that story earlier, and I know that probably some of you are already aware of it. I'd say with TV moms, people always revert back to the June Cleaver, you know, the comments about, well, there are no June Cleaver or whatever. Marge Simpson would make some people's lists, probably. Donovan, who makes your list? Best TV mom, who would you say?
I would say, actually, Joyce Summers from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, I wasn't even thinking in that direction. That's a good one. You get an A for uniqueness, and plus, that's a good TV mom, absolutely. You know, it's easy to go back in the Wayback Machine and come up with them, but that's definitely a more modern one. You might have somebody in mind, cartoon or not. You like that Jetson? And also the fact that we had Jane Jetson and Ashley there said Wilma Flintstone. So you might be thinking a different direction, like Claire Huxtable, maybe. Please, nobody call and say Roseanne Connor. I know you're not going to do that, right? Or Cindy Walsh, remember 90210? She was in a lot of those episodes, too. Who's your mom most like, any of those moms? 800-259-5791. Should you eat the lettuce? We're going to talk about it next.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, athletes of all ages, if you're soft, a mental marshmallow, do not, I repeat, do not listen to Championship Thinking in Sports on WebTalkRadio.net. But if you're a commit with grit type person, if you eat courage for breakfast, then Championship Thinking in Sports will punch your good fortune ticket to the mental toughness camp. WebTalkRadio.net, where champions meet.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
We'll start our cheap movie review. We're also going to hit up the mailbag, as many of you have decided to throw in on TV Mom, so we'll get to that. Quickly on the lettuce deal, E. coli, ooh, it makes me nervous. You know, I'm a lettuce eater. Probably a lot of you eat lettuce, throw it on your sandwich. Maybe you're a big salad person like I am, and I like all forms of it. So this is romaine lettuce that we're talking about. 23 states so far where they believe it's tainted. 19 people have gotten sick. 3 severely had to be hospitalized. A bunch of people had to be hospitalized, but 3 had life-threatening conditions. Ooh. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say they're looking at 10 other cases linked to the outbreak. You had college kids at the University of Michigan and Ann Arbor and Ohio State and a college at Amherst, New York, where they were all affected by it. If you shop at certain stores that carry the kind of lettuce we're talking about, the grab-and-go salads, I've seen those at Kroger, Giant Eagle, Ingles Markets, Marsh Grocery Stores, Lookout, Illinois, Georgia, Florida, District of Columbia, Connecticut, Alabama. You live in any of these places? Shout out to our Kentucky fans. Watch the romaine lettuce. Kansas, Indiana, Maryland, Mass, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, like they don't have enough problems with what's happening there. Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. So they're tracing this back to, they're investigating it, but they're seeing if there was some kind of contamination at Freshway Foods. They've got a place, and they haven't uncovered that so far at this point, but they know that there's E. coli in the romaine, and that's the problem. That's where the delivery part comes in. And we're talking about lettuce that's under the Freshway and Imperial Cisco brands, and that's why those states pop up. So be careful. All right, let's hit the mailbag quickly, because so many have, like I said, decided to throw in on the TV Mom thing in honor of Mother's Day weekend.
The mail is here!
Ooh! I love Homer Simpson. This one's from Dave in Vermont. Good morning, Kate. You killed my first choice. Mine was Jane Jetson. And then, so his second choice was the mom on Happy Days. That's another one for Marion Ross. A lot of people going in that direction. Yeah, she was kind of the doting mom, I guess. Izzy wanted to get involved in this, too. She sent us an email. Yo, Izzy. She says, TV moms, Donna Reed and the Brady Bunch. That's a good one. Florence Henderson. And she says, please talk Mark in New York to calling back. He makes my day with his voice. I'm still salivating. Ooh, Mark will like that. Anyway, she was trying to get through earlier, so that was great that she had her say on the TV moms. Here's one from Big Brad, and Big Brad says, what about Shirley Partridge? Did you mention her? We did mention her. And if you were a little kid in the 70s or you watch TV Land now, I think she would probably come up on your radar as somebody pretty big. Here's another one from Dennis Mole. Oh, Kate, you've got to go in this direction. Please tell me that you didn't trash the 90210. Oh, Mom, I thought she was pretty hot and pretty liberal with the kids. I don't know that I would describe her as hot. I can remember seeing episodes of that show. I would have to disagree there. Here's one from Nikki Guts, and Nikki says, I have to say that I completely agree with Donovan's choice. Go Mom from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Sweet. That is the best choice of the night. Donovan, you got a nod of confidence. How about that? Let's see here one. Here's one from Jeff Channel. And he says, Kate, there is such a long list of TV moms, but I am still laughing hysterically that Bonnie Franklin's name came up. I'd have to strike that one down. No way. But from Good Times, Esther Rolle, thumbs up. Esther Rolle was awesome. The best mom that you could possibly think, at least living in those conditions and with the laughter that they created that went on and on and on and still makes me roll today. Okay, so that's some of them. You can still throw in there, too, at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Let's start our cheap movie review. This is a big one, and I saw the first one. I didn't want to go see it, and then a whole bunch of my friends saw the movie and said, oh, you got to go see it. Robert Downey Jr. is good in it, and, you know, it's a good movie. You'll like it if you like kind of that comic book stuff, but he's sort of this hero guy. And their description wasn't very great. They didn't sell it well, but it was actually better than I thought. So now you have Iron Man 2, because that's what you do. You capitalize when you make big bucks and you knock it out of the ballpark, which they did on that one. So Iron Man 2, here's a sneak.
Center.
I'm sorry,
it's
very eccentric.
I want one.
No.
If you can make God bleed, people will cease to believe in him. They will be blood in the water. And the sharks will come. All I have to do is sit here and watch as the world will consume you.
Our priority is to get the Iron Man weapon turned over to the United States of America.
I am Iron Man. The suit and I are one.
Contrary to popular belief,
I know exactly what I'm doing.
What I saw you do to Tony Stark on that track?
Wow.
You need my resources. I want to make Iron Man look like an antique.
This whole lone gunslinger act's unnecessary. You don't have to do this alone.
Displays textbook narcissism. Agreed?
And you can bet if you want to go see this on opening day, there will be lines around the block without a doubt to go see part two of this. Downey versus Stark, pretty much. Iron Man 2. I think it'll be a pretty big hit at the box office because of when it's coming out and the whole fighting the bad guys and the good guy, good versus evil. For something completely different, how about following the lives of some babies all over the place. Here's babies. Yeah, I'd have to say there, if you like the sound of babies crying and all that sort of stuff, I mean, I think it'd be a cool documentary, but might be better to wait to go catch it on the tube eventually, like when it pops up on HBO or whatever, versus spending the bucks to go and see it. Looks like it was well produced, though, and the music is good. That's why we let that roll. I like that music. We have one more movie. This one I really do want to see. It's called Casino Jack in the United States of Money. We'll do that, birthdays, and this day in history, and news you can abuse as we race to the finish line.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Music is a world within itself. There's a language beyond. Coming up when we wind the clock back and look at this day in history, we can remember in 1915, about 1,200 people died, sadly, when a German torpedo sank the British liner RMS Lusitania off the Irish coast. There were some other things going on, too, like the first inaugural ball in New York to honor President George Washington and his lovely wife, Martha. That was in 1789. We'll throw a few others at you when we get to that segment. But first, let's finish up our cheap movie review. This would interest me, and it's about Jack Abramoff. Take a little listen to it.
Now, Mr. Abramoff, if you will state after me, I solemnly affirm that the testimony I give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
I do.
Jack Abramoff had all the tools in the lobby toolbox.
He was the number one lobbyist in Washington.
Jack Abramoff was pretty smart. Maybe he was too smart for his own good.
Abramoff has admitted to bribing as many as 20 members of Congress.
Campaign contributions for legislation.
Now, was it a quid pro quo? I guess you can call it that.
All of a sudden, nobody remembered Jack.
I frankly don't even remember having my picture taken with the guy. I don't know him.
Of course Bush knew him.
Absolutely.
Native American gaming is an $18 billion industry.
The D.C. lobbyists were hired in the looting of the tribal treasury to follow.
Abramoff loved email.
You referred your tribes as morons, stupid idiots, monkeys, effing troglodytes.
Page after page after page.
all the freedom fighters got together in Angola.
Of all places.
We are genuine freedom fighters.
Jack always bragged about having mob ties.
He approached you and said,
you want to be head of an international corporation?
I'm not qualified to run a Baskin Robbins, let alone an international think tank.
The money poured in. Abramoff had billed six tribes $82 million.
He was the money guy.
It's another day at the office.
We've lost sight of what commerce is for.
People are willing to risk their careers for $25,000 or a golf trip.
Abramoff couldn't have flourished if his system itself was not corrupt.
He is not the evil. It's behind him.
It's the selling of America.
The Abramoff crisis, hell, that was just the beginning.
All right, Casino Jack in the United States of Money, going back and looking at Abramoff, and, you know, you have to think about the years, you know, 2000 and what, 2 and 3, and the scandal that ensued from that. All right, moving forward, let's check this day in history because we have a couple of other cool things to talk about. It is Friday, May 7th, the 127th day of the year. I love saying this. There are 238 days left in the year for you and I to celebrate living in America or just have fun. Sometimes we take ourselves too serious, gang, don't we? I already told you about the big inaugural ball and George and his wife, the first prez. How about this one? If we move forward a little bit further, in 1963, the United States launched the Telstar 2 communications satellite. That was actually a really big deal. In 1977, Seattle Slew won the Kentucky Derby, the first of his Triple Crown victories. And on this date also, it was really odd, in 2002, Seattle Slew died. So the very same day. And we talk about Triple Crown affirmed was the last in 1978. So see, here you had 77 and 78. Who knew we wouldn't see one since then? Crazy. A lot of people forget about this, but 84 was big for that $180 million out-of-court settlement that was announced in that Agent Orange class action suit that was brought by Vietnam vets who said they suffered injury from exposure to it. That was a very big deal, as a matter of fact. 10 years ago, a second fire was set to contain an earlier blaze that was started to clear out brush on the Bandelier National Monument in New Mexico. I've been there several times. It's beautiful. And it was scary when that happened. The second fire blew out of control, destroying about 200 homes and actually damaged part of the Los Alamos National Laboratory before it was controlled. That was a just crazy, crazy thing. And then 5 years ago, former Congressman Pete Rodina Jr., who led the House, if you remember, impeachment investigation of President Richard Nixon, died in West Orange, New Jersey. You know how long he lived? He was 95 years old. Okay, quickly, let's move forward to some silly, crazy news. I like to call it news you can abuse. Almost anything fits into that category, so I think we're pretty safe there. It's always about bigger, badder, better, and getting into the record books. So a Canadian barbecue chef trying to take a bite out of the record books is grilling the world's largest burger, 268 kilos. If you saw a picture of this thing, I mean, I guess they cut it into little squares eventually, and then people eat it. I don't know if I'd want to eat it, though. It just looks like a big blob with ketchup thrown all over it. 590 pounds for this sucker. Wonder how many calories that would be. They say if it were separate burgers, it would be 2,360. And it is going to be the world's largest burger in the Guinness books. So congratulations to that Canadian chef. It's crazy. In Ohio, they're saying a woman tried to rob a bank with a note, then tried to eat it once she saw a uniformed officer behind her. Whoops, forget it. I'm not going to rob the bank anymore. That was just a joke. I'm telling you, it was just a joke. You could see her mug shot. I know this is radio. What a frown. So the FBI says the woman was wearing sunglasses, handed the teller the note at a Columbus Chase Bank branch, and said that she didn't realize, but there was an off-duty officer. He didn't know what was going on, but when the woman noticed him, she grabbed the note and fled. He says she tried to swallow the note as she was nabbed, then coughed it up on the sidewalk. And, of course, she was then arrested. And guess what? Now her bond was set at $250,000. What a dope. Bad timing. You never know who's around you and behind you in line, right? Seriously, it's great when you need help, like you need a doctor or you need a cop, and all of a sudden you're just in the right place. How about this? Bull semen can fetch a lot of money, believe it or not. It does make sense, depending on the bull. But there was an Alberta cowboy, this is for all of you in Canada, who got hit with a big fine after being busted trying to smuggle bull semen across the border in his pickup truck. And it was in a thermos bottle. That's where he had put it because he had to disguise it. So it's a true story. 22-year-old Devin William Warrilow was dinged with a $5,000bond after pleading guilty in Edmonton to a charge for presenting goods to a Canadian Border Service agent inspector for failing to present goods because it was smuggled in that thermos. And that's what he was trying to do. He had 14 samples of bovine sperm or semen that he was trying to smuggle in. He was nervous. He avoided contact, and that kind of, I guess, tipped them off. So that was what he did wrong. They knew something was out of whack with him. All right, quickly, let's run to some birthdays before we skedaddle. We got a bunch of them we can tell you about. Isn't it sad? Tim Russert. Oh, I loved watching him on Sunday from Meet the Press. He would have been 60 years old, lost his life a couple of years ago. Owen Hart, pro wrestler who died from falling from the rafters at an event. He would have been 45 years old. And if we move forward, Mr. Brahms, the German composer best known for his lullaby, would be 177. He might be roaming somewhere. Also celebrating a birthday over the weekend, Enrique Iglesias, 34 years old. Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie, she's all grown up, 45 years old. From Captain and Tennille, Tony Tennille, 66 years old. Don Rickles, 83. A big happy birthday to my little brother, Patrick Delaney. He said I couldn't say his age. He's not that old. Hey, 36 years old? Is that old? Anyway, happy birthday, Patrick, and happy birthday to everybody celebrating. Lean in close and blow out those candles and enjoy another day on the face of the earth. Isn't it great?